give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons broadcasting live from Ben Salem. Back in my home from the football season right here at Parks Casino in Ben Salem at the all-new Sportsbook. A great spot, of course, with all the televisions here in the building with the reclining chairs and the great bar, all the screens here, the betting, everything, you know, right? The prop bets, the all kinds of things got going on. Come on through. We're here from 12 to 3, broadcasting live from the Parks Casino Sportsbook here in Ben Salem. College basketball all over the place, maybe some XFL action going on as well, but we're here to talk about quite a few things as we have this Saturday afternoon to hang out with you guys after a big Flyers win last night at home, the front end of a home-and-home situation with the New York Rangers yesterday at the center, and of course they're back on the ice tomorrow in New York at the Garden to take on the Rangers. And now, as the game ended last night, they were 81 points, of course, the Flyers were, and they, of course, left last night and woke up this morning with the 81. But we're awaiting to see what happened between the Ducks and the Penguins on the West Coast. And the Ducks did their part by helping the Flyers out. So the Flyers are firmly in second place in front of the Penguins with 81 points as the Penguins fall to the Ducks last night 3-2. In, of course, the Metro, that they're four points behind the Washington Capitals. So a good thing for the Flyers as they get the day off, travel up to New York, and get ready for tomorrow. So that's certainly something that we can discuss as we went in the crease last night talking about things after it happened. For the Philadelphia Flyers last night, some Eagles conversation. We can get into that as well with the combine being on everyone's mind. Great workouts by the wide receivers. Everybody really just helping themselves, and nobody's talking about Jefferson from LSU, right? We talk about CeeDee Lamb and Ruggs, who ran a 4.2. If 1 minute you get a 4.27, the other time you get a 4.28. The guy ran a 4.2, whatever, and it was fast. And that's something that the Eagles need on their roster. So we'll get into that as well. And, of course, some Sixers conversation. And it's a leap year, right? It's leap. That's 29th. Huh? It's the 29th. All right? We should be in March already, but it's a leap year. It comes around every 4 years. So maybe we'll have some fun with that as well. 610-632-0975 as we broadcast once again live from Parks Casino, the all-new sportsbook. Love being back here with all the great people that we hung out with during the Eagles season, during our pregame shows here every week before the Eagles game. So it's nice to be back up here and visiting with the folks once again. And I get to see it in a different form here. We had all these NFL Sundays or an NFL Monday night for the Monday night games, and now I get to see what it's like on a Saturday afternoon, college basketball in full force with a nice amount of people in here already at the kiosks or going up into the front counter to make sure they place their bets or even cash in, you know, get some money a little bit. Maybe they were betting on the Flyers last night and what happened. So looking at the Flyers last night and what they did and getting the 5-2 win over the Rangers, and of course now sitting in second place in the Metro all alone, no tie with the Penguins, there's that lot of excitement. And Jamie and Andrew did a great job as always. Always a fun listen on Saturday mornings. You got to listen to those guys from 9 to noon on Saturday mornings. And talking about the Flyers and what they did last night and just the way that they played overall with their defense being so strong, now winners of 5 in a row, and playing a hot New York team. Yes, New York played on Thursday night, taking care of Montreal, knocking off the Canadiens on Thursday night, and they had to travel for a back-to-back. But listen, that's the schedule. That's what it is in the NHL. And the Flyers will have to deal with that on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So we'll see how it goes. But that's the schedule. That's how things go. But for the performance that the Flyers put out there on the ice last night is very encouraging to see with 19 games remaining as of last night. Now 18, 9 home, 9 away now, that the way that they're performing is just still rolling. They play so well at home with a phenomenal record that anytime we look at the playoffs and how things could play out for the Flyers and overall in the NHL, we know how fun it is to watch NHL playoffs because everyone has a chance. Even if you're the eighth seed, you can still be a problem for that one seed, get hot and make a run and find yourself in the Stanley Cup Finals just like that. But the way that they're playing with the defense and, of course, the coaching style that they have going on right now with Alain Vigneault and the mixture, as we spoke about last night, the veterans, the youth on this team buying in all season long to where they are right now after last night's win at 37-20-7 with the 81 points. A good brand of hockey, a team that can make some noise down the stretch. And these 18 games, as we know, are important. And as we say, we'll get into the Sixers as well, that when we look at the Sixers and their 22 games left, the 18 games left for the Flyers, down the stretch for both of these winter teams as they look to the playoffs, look ahead to the playoffs, they have to make sure that they keep that focus on what they're doing right now in the regular season as they gear up for the postseason, eyes on it, knowing what the prize is, but making sure you close things out during the regular season the right way. And what the Flyers are doing right now is just a joy to watch for a lot of people. And yes, while I root for the Flyers all the time, I am, of course, I'm a casual fan of hockey, but with my eye on the Flyers all season long because of a local guy, making sure I pay attention to what's happening out there on the ice for them and seeing how they're playing. And you just get that new focus overall once they start to pick up their play, and that's what they're doing. So I have to ask you guys, as someone who does watch it, but and of course watches it for work and watch it because I want to see how they're doing and having a chance to sit there and pay attention when I know I have to talk about it, you know, what is it about this team that really has you excited about them when you look at how they play? And we just mentioned the coaching and the defense, the goaltending, the youth, the veteran play that they have on this team, the fact that they look like they play for one another. They're just simply buying into what's happening out there on the ice. And it's an enjoyable product of hockey to watch right now with the speed. And I saw Jamie respond to somebody that was funny on Twitter who had a ridiculous comment. And you always love those about, yeah, you just mentioned the basic stuff about it. Well, listen, we know about the line changes and all those things and the different mix that they have on all four lines and how good it is and the way that things are mixed up, where they may not be so strong at the top, but what they have on those second, third, and fourth lines can really make a difference in a game. They're fun overall to watch. They're playing a good brand. So what is it about this team specifically that has, for the Flyer fans who are diehard, you're always in. But then there are the ones who, again, pay attention, but don't necessarily talk about it as much, enjoy it from afar. What is it about this Flyers team that has you guys invested the way you are, standing up the way you have this week, and wondering why the conversation is not necessarily there as much as it should be or could be? Even though those guys explained it, Andrew and Jamie explained it perfectly, and so did the others during the week, of how sports talk radio and hockey go hand in hand, what is it about it now as we do discuss what they are doing out there on the ice, the importance of what they're doing, closing things out with 18 games now remaining on the season with the 5-game winning streak, some important games coming up still for this hockey team. What is really standing out for you and what they do on the ice, how they play? Just the overall outlook of this hockey team right now, winning 5 in a row, now in second place in the Metropolitan after last night's victory over the New York Rangers. 610-632-0975. As we discuss that and the importance of what they're doing right now as they are coming down the home stretch of their hockey season, because it was fun to watch it last night with the passing and the fact that I was saying it last night as Josh Rabick was producing the show. He and I were talking about it a little bit, how unselfish they seem as a team, and hockey in general. But when you have guys, again, the mixture of the veterans and all, and the great passing, where we might see Voracek, who had 4 assists last night, a low pass, a perfect angle low pass to Claude Giroux, who's setting up close to the net, where he's able to guide it in with his skate, not having to use his stick because things were a little bit tight down there. And he didn't have to use his stick because of the great pass, right? A quick snap pass. It was a great pass overall. Just looking at it, the way he snapped it to him, kept it low, where only he was able to get his, you know, make a play on it, and he was able to get his skate on and guide it through past the goaltender into the net to get that one. Or the great pass that you had from Couturier to Giroux for his first goal after Claude Giroux missed the first attempt, kept in with the play. Did not give up, even though he hit the ice, found himself in a position where Couturier was able to hit him. Once again, another great pass to give him an opportunity to get that first goal going. Or Voracek, as we said, with the four assists, hitting Couturier for the first goal in the first period. Fun hockey to watch. And there's a difference, of course, being at home and being on the road, and the Flyers do have a very good road record, as do the Philadelphia 76ers, so you have to give credit to what they do at home in front of their home crowd, and the home crowd giving them the confidence to go out there and perform the way they do at the center. But, I mean, these guys are just playing very well, and they're playing for one another, something that we really haven't seen over the last couple of years when Hacksaw was in charge, and they just did not seem to have things going the right way, not buying into what he was putting out there. The same thing that can be talked about, has been talked about quite a bit, with Brett Brown and what he does for the Philadelphia 76ers, where that new voice could be a must-needed change for the basketball team at the end of the season. And again, we'll get there when we get there once the season ends, and we'll see how things go for them. Hopefully, we won't have to talk about it, because they made it to the NBA Finals once Embiid and Simmons came back from their injuries, and they were able to make that push down the stretch and make a great run. 16 games. Anthony Watt says, built for 16. Brett Brown and Elton Brand have been talking about it all season long, how this team was put together, to see how they perform when they get to the postseason, and we'll find out. And maybe we won't have to have that conversation when it comes to the Philadelphia 76ers and Brett Brown, because they found a way to get it done. But the Flyers are getting it done right now. Yes, the playoffs are a little bit of ways away, 18 games to go, but right now they're doing what they have to do. They're performing the right way as they are coming down the home stretch with 18 games left in this NHL season. So what is it about this hockey team that is really standing out for you, that has you believing that this team can make a run? And what do you see in them that you believe can carry them possibly for a deep run in the postseason once things get underway next month in April, with the playoffs right around the corner? 610-632-0975. And as far as the Philadelphia Eagles go, just looking at the entirety of the combine and what they are doing out there right now, the potential draftees in Indianapolis going through the combine, the wide receivers much talked about and how well they look so far, the running backs and their running, obviously locally DeAndre Swift and where he could potentially be drafted in the first round somewhere because of what he did yesterday with his running, the wide receivers overall yesterday. So over the past couple of days, the wide receivers doing what they did. And my question there is, because I'm one that has always been on the cornerbacks and how, yes, we know their names and what they did in helping the Philadelphia Eagles win their Super Bowl in 2017 with guys who are not household names around the NFL. It was the system. It was what they were doing. It was how they bought into Jim Schwartz's defense and the defensive front and their play by helping create opportunities for the secondary, because they were able to get the push up front, right? Dominating the line of scrimmage, getting to the quarterback, running them off their spots and making things difficult. But at the end of the day, you probably need something better at the cornerback position. And I think we learned that even more last season with all the injuries that happened with Darby and Mills missing the start of the season for Mills, and thinking that with Sidney Jones having a fantastic training camp based off of what we were told from the Eagles themselves, and then even what the media people were able to see and saying, hey, this guy looks really good. He's probably now making that step that we've all been waiting for after being drafted in the second round in 2017. Derek Barnett drafted first round in 2017 before the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But both of them have been disappointments to what the level of play we thought they would get. But the cornerbacks in general, with Darby and Mills, Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas, and Avante Maddox, yes, the diehard football fans would know overall who they are. And the ones that were able to help out in general by helping to win that Super Bowl in 2017, game being played, of course, 2018 in February, and what they were able to do. But it always goes back to the conversation now with the wide receivers being disappointing. Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar, the disappointment of the health with DeSean Jackson, even though you could maybe predict that would be something that was there before for DeSean Jackson as a veteran receiver, not being able to play all 16 every year. the cornerbacks are a big conversation, and it has kind of shifted where the wide receivers right now have been the main focus for Philadelphia Eagle fans and what needs to be the top priority for them once the draft hits in April. And I know free agency hit, we'll get to that first, and they can address one thing first, and then they can shift maybe to the next thing, whether it be drafting a wide receiver, signing a cornerback in the free agent marking period, then shifting things a little bit in the draft where you might want to go wide receiver first for the Philadelphia Eagles because of the talent overall. But there is some depth there where you see some that could shift and drop to the second round where you believe that you're getting your first round value from that particular wide receiver because the top four guys may have went high with Ruggs and Lamb and all of these other guys overall that Higgins, even though he is not doing work out there in Indianapolis at the combine, is just interviewing with the teams in general, that the conversation has now shifted a little bit because of the wide receiver help that they are going to need with now Alshon Jeffrey possibly on his way out, Nelson Agholor, a free agent, likely not coming back to the Philadelphia Eagles, and the unknown of a veteran wide receiver, DeSean Jackson, coming back from that injury that he suffered last season in week number 2 against the Atlanta Falcons, where you don't know what you're going to get from him. So that conversation has it started to change for the Philadelphia Eagles during the season, where it's now more wide receiver talk heavy of going there first. That's where the focus should be versus the cornerback position. They're going to need help at both. And seeing what the wide receivers did, of course, and now having the opportunity of looking at maybe a Byron Jones coming from the Dallas Cowboys and how he may be able to help you in a free agent marking period. Do you go there and do you go somewhere else? But being careful with what you need to do and finding that cornerback in free agency, because you don't want, while you do have cap space and you don't want to spend the money the wrong way and the trust that you may not have anymore in Howie Roseman in drafting and so on and so forth. And I thought Jamie and Andrew broke it down greatly when they were talking about it, where Andrew was saying, look, one of three you've really hit in the draft each year, and that's a very good percentage of how the evaluation is going. But when you look at it in totality of the players and the names and the lack of help that you were able to get, well, Miles Sanders, you get them, right? You get Miles Sanders in the second round last year, and he had a very good season as a running back, as a rookie running back. But then you also look at what you got from J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, which was not what you expected from him when you had other names, and going back to Jones and Barnett and all of that, the failures. I'm not even going to say the failures, but just the disappointment overall. The conversation is, of course, about the trust and the faith and the belief and Howie Roseman to get it done. Joe Douglas now in New York with the Jets playing no part in what's coming up next, but Andy Weidel still, being involved, and others being there with Howie Roseman, and now the trust is starting to wane with Howie Roseman and making the decisions as a guy with free agency and certainly with the draft, the shift from cornerback now to wide receiver. I can't help but, yes, I'm with people when it comes to now looking at things and saying, you know what, you're probably right with the wide receivers now being the main focus, and certainly having that speed that we see coming out of college in the draft, and these guys running some great 40 times in Indianapolis at the combine. I mean, I just can't help but still kind of lean cornerback, but I'm with everybody else. I'm folding here under peer pressure a little bit by wanting that wide receiver, because the NFL is an offense-based league now, where you want to make sure you put those points on the board and so on and so forth. But the defense certainly helps win those championships as well. Yes, the Eagles put up 41 in the Super Bowl, but the big play that really changed things was that defense edge rush from Brandon Graham getting that strip sack on Tom Brady, with Derek Barnett recovering that one and holding things up for them to get their first Super Bowl victory in franchise history, winning that game 41-33. There's just simply you know, a lot that can be said about where the shift and the focus needs to be on the Philadelphia Eagles and what is most important with this football team that needs to be addressed in the offseason. And not only that, when we talk about what needs to be done in order to get it, but more along the lines of where are they? We were looking last season as a Super Bowl contender. Can we really go into this season, although the offseason has not gotten underway yet with where we know what this team is and where they're going to be, can we really sit there and say that right now, today, like we were last year, very confident that this team could be a 11, 12, 13-win team that gets into the start of the season after their offseason work and saying that, man, this team could be a Super Bowl contender once again? We have no idea with this football team right now. At least I do not have an idea of what this football team could be, but I would lean more towards they are not a Super Bowl contender any longer, and that's where they're going to have some tough decisions when it comes to Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod, what they do with Alshon Jeffrey and how they go about that specific situation with that veteran receiver and how they decide to spend their money in the offseason. Do they go, as Howie Roseman spoke during the week, do they go in a different direction where they no longer go those one-year contracts, guys to come in and help out quickly because they are still a Super Bowl contender, but they shift more of the focus on maybe some of those guys in their mid-20s coming or their, you know, their later 20s even in certain position groups where they go and shift their focus to long-term deals because these are the players that they're going to want long-term building with their defense and their offense because they are no longer looking at it as, while we think that we can win a Super Bowl, we are not necessarily that Super Bowl contender, and we have to make sure we spend our money right, we put it in the right spots to spend the money properly to help this football team along the way, because we have to be more realistic about what our football team is right now and not kid ourselves into thinking we are one thing versus another. So, you know, some big conversations that have to be had about this football team in general, and we have plenty of time to talk about it. And I kind of want to get into that along with the Flyers conversation this afternoon live from Park Casino here in Bensalem at the All-New Sportsbook with the direction of this football team and realistically how we should be viewing this football team with this offseason about to get underway with March 1st tomorrow, the free agent period first, draft next, combine going on right now, and evaluating where this football team is right now. So, 610-632-0975, as we discussed the Flyers last night and how you view this team right now with 18 games remaining on their schedule, nine home, nine away, and where you see them right now with the direction that they're going, five in a row, second in the Metropolitan with 81 points, four behind the Washington Capitals, one up on the Penguins who lost last night to the Ducks 3-2, where the Flyers have a hold right now in the second spot in the Metropolitan and running a good run right now for this hockey team as we get ready to wind down the regular season. How are you viewing them, and what is it about this team that makes you believe that they are a team that can go into the postseason where you may not say, hey, we are a Stanley Cup finalist or a contender, but someone who can make some noise that as we look at the postseason and what they're doing right now and what they could potentially do as they head into the postseason, that you look at them and simply say, oh man, they just won this first round in six games. And damn, I didn't know they had it in them like this. Okay, let me shift my focus a little bit. Let me adjust my belief in this hockey team as we go into the second round and saying, could they? Oh, I see this. This right here may tell me something, that this team could do whatever. If they get past this one, watch out, right? Getting to the Eastern Conference Final, watch out. So what is it about this team right now that has that belief, you have that belief, that they could be someone that makes noise, at least to start in round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs? 610-632-0975. And the Eagles, as the combine is underway, and the conversation certainly being there about the wide receivers, a little bit about the corners, even though I've kind of heard a little bit that the edge rushing, right, that front line help is also maybe jumping the cornerback conversation right now when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. How do you now view this Eagles team realistically when last season we looked at them still as a Super Bowl contender, but right now Has your shift and your focus changed as to how you view this football team heading into the start of their offseason with the combine underway right now, free agency upcoming shortly, and then the NFL draft in April? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 3 o'clock as we broadcast live from the all-new sportsbook here at Parks Casino in Bensalem, our home during the football season. Good to be back here for a few hours on this great leap year day, February 29th, and we have having a conversation with you all this Saturday afternoon. And this weekend's programming is brought to you by Turnersville Jeep. Save big on brand new Jeeps, Ram trucks during the President's Day sales event going on now at TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Drive a little, save a lot. Our phone number, 610-632-0975. Broadcasting live from the all-new Parks Casino Sportsbook in Bensalem. I'm Devon Givens with you until 3, talking Flyers and Eagles to start right here on this leap year day, the 29th of February, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12:31, 97.5 The Fanatic, broadcasting live from the all-new Parks Casino Sportsbook here in Bensalem. Come join us. We're here until 3 o'clock. Devon Givens hanging out with you. Got my man Mike Von Floto to my right. Dylan McKinnon back at the studio. 610-632-0975. Some Flyers talk to start off the conversation this afternoon on this leap year day of the 29th here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Once again, the numbers 610-632-0975. Some Eagles talk as well with the combine, draft combine going on right now in Indianapolis. The wide receivers making some noise out there. And free agency getting underway shortly. The thought of the squad in general, realistically, as we look at this team, Howie Roseman saying, hey, maybe we have to have a different direction when we start to put together this team and how we give out deals with the free agents this offseason. 610-632-0975. The Flyers game was fun last night. 5-2 win over the New York Rangers. Front end of a home and home. Back at it on the ice 12:30 tomorrow. Live from Madison Square Garden. You can hear that game right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Then you have Pat Egan for like 20 minutes. And then the Sixers and the Clippers do some action on the court there in Los Angeles at Staples Center. 12:30 tip off. And you'll hear that on 97.5 The Fanatic as well. So hockey and hoops on Sunday afternoon, tomorrow, March 1st. And we'll talk about the leap year a little bit as we go along here as well. 610-632-0975. And some Brett Brown talk I want to get into later on during the show as well. But let's start off in Las Vegas with Chuck first joining us on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck, what's happening, man? Good afternoon.
What's up, Devon? Let's talk some hockey, man.
Let's talk some hockey.
What a phenomenal win last night by the boys. Those goals by Giroux and Hayes, how beautiful were they, man?
Great setups, man, and just on point. And which one are you talking about with Giroux specifically, the first one or the second one?
The one-timer where he went top shelf, that was just a thing of beauty, man. That was the most beautiful play I've seen in Philly sports in a long time, and it just got me so fired up.
Yeah, he had a great angle there from that right wing top shelf. I thought he hit the bar a little bit, but it didn't matter because he got it past the goaltender and hit it perfectly. And like I mentioned as we watched it last night, talk about it a little bit at the start here, that, you know, just the fact that he took that first shot, right, and it didn't work out for him, but he was able to get himself in position. Couturier with a perfect pass to him. And we spoke about this a little bit too, Chuck, with the unselfishness from this team to make sure that they find guys when they have opportunities for it looks like shots themselves, but a better shot. And that's what we saw from Couturier to Giroux last night for their first one.
Yeah, absolutely. The puck movement is just a thing of beauty. All kinds of guys are contributing and scoring. And I really believe in this team. I think they're such a balanced team right now. You know, in the last 10 years, teams like Chicago and LA, and I hate to say it, but Pittsburgh, teams that have won, they've been able to roll out four lines and three defensive pairings. They're incredibly deep teams. And I feel like that's what we have here in Philly now. Just a really balanced team, you know, and when Laviolette coached, you know, you knew that team could score. They could erase a 2 or 3 goal deficit, but they could also give up big leads. And with this team, I just have so much trust in them, both ends of the ice. And it's just exciting, man. I think it could be a cup run, Devon.
And Chuck, real fast before we let you go, why the difference in terms of the trust last year versus this year when you speak about the balance and the depth overall with the four-line play? What's the difference between your trust from them before to where you are right now and feeling that they can make a cup run?
Well, we're just a completely different team from last year. I mean, you can't really compare the two. You know, obviously, you got to point to the head coach, AV.
Yep.
But you know, the addition of guys like Niskanen and Hayes, you know, some under-the-radar signings. This team, I really think, is set up for a cup run. Thanks,
man. I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Chuck. And, of course, this town would love that if they did, in fact, make a cup run. 610-632-0975. And with that, the difference in the coaching styles from Hackstall to AV right now, that voice in the room and that belief and the fact that when you have guys like Jake Voracek and Vigneault not necessarily seeing eye to eye early on, but then buying into what the coach is preaching out there, and you start to see, you know, that, hey, everybody is on the same par here. We know the Stars, right? The Stars are going to get the treatment that is necessary overall because you're Stars. This is what happens, right? You get that preferential treatment from your coaching staff, from your head coaches, that you look at what's going on right now where, everybody's on par from the first guy to the last guy. First guy to the last guy, from the star player to the reserve role right there, you all are just as important. We know who's the best, but the importance overall, we know what that means. And it's good to see when, even though you don't see eye to eye as a star player with the coach, and the coach decides to do something in terms of, I'm not going to say disciplinary action or anything, but just making a point of, you're not playing as well as you should, so guess what? This is what's going to happen. And to take it to basketball, and I mean, guys, you know, I got to take it to basketball on this one because it's true. When we speak about Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, even when it comes to Brett Brown and his voice and his message and his teaching and his message being reached by his star player because they're not doing what he's asking of them. All right, cool. Real quick, you know what? Come sit down with me for 5 minutes because you decide you want to jump in the air and turn the ball over ridiculously 5 times. Against whatever team it is, doesn't matter the opponent. It's the fact that you did something foolish, and this is a quick teaching moment that we need to talk about until you figure out that you can't do this type of thing. They believe in their head coach, and they're seeing the results, which makes it that much easier. 610-632-0975. Kevin in Oakland right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
Dude, what's going on, Bo? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. It's Saturday afternoon. We got a little leap year action going on, right? An extra day of February. Not mad at that.
Bonus time.
That's right.
So, first of all, if you're one of my favorite hosts on the station, man, excellent work.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
You asked about the difference with the Flyers, and they're fun. They're fun to watch. I mean, Flyers have been my number one team for a long time, but for the past few years, you had to put them aside a little bit. You click it on, and there's just nothing to see. There's no puck movement. There's no system. The coaching's not there. The players aren't put in a position to be successful. And that this year, they've turned the page on that, and they kept what was good about the team, the vets who know what to do, they know how to play, and the new coach is putting them in a position to do that. And it's uncomplicated what he's doing. But what they're doing, they're playing like a team. They're moving the puck. You know, they're playing on the rush. They're able to cycle. You see when people are passing, tape-to-tape passes, and they're passing, and they're knowing that the other guy's going to be there. That's a sign to you that they know what they're doing. It's all kind of gelling together.
And believing it. And as you said, it's uncomplicated. And I think that's a great way to put it, Kev, because sometimes it doesn't have to be rocket science. It can be really simple. It's just that simple of what you just said, the coaching, the belief in his system, the fun that they're having out there, and the fact that when you win, things are infectious and you have that overall good feel about what's going on and you want to be out there and doing your job and playing the way you're playing. It's just that simple.
Yeah. And it's resonating. I mean, it resonates to me as a fan. You know, that's what I want to see. I want to see the players put in their best position so they can, like, enjoy playing and deliver. And it's starting to happen. I mean, look at all the kids we got. All these young guys are playing, and they've all given time, like, in the past year or so, to kind of, like, trial by fire. And now it's all coming together now in a nice way. I mean, even think of the guys that we lost. We lost Lindblom, who was playing well.
Yep,
and we lost Patrick, who's also a rising young star. So we have guys, you know, even that are still coming up, that are going to fill in as we go. I mean, like, we lost, you know, other vets over the past couple of years, but you fill in with Hayes, you fill in with Niskanen. So they're finding that right mix of young players and vets. And you saw the two signs they made at the trade deadline that kind of shore up the bottom six in a nice way. So, yeah, and then the last thing is they have the vets are being put in a great position. Like Couturier, he's a legit elite player in this league now.
Yep.
And it goes really under the radar, but he is a legit elite player. Like AV said that basically whoever goes in the line with Couturier plays better.
As you say, a legit player in this league now, of course, his name is well known around the league, but when you still have Giroux and Voracek there, sometimes, you know, they're going to get first dibs on terms of their name being mentioned versus Couturier, even though he's playing well, and he played well last night. Voracek and Giroux did their part as well in the win. It's a team thing with the vets and the mixture of the youth and very good goalie play last night as well, mixed in with the coach and the coaching style and how things are being delivered and receive from this hockey team. Kev, great stuff, man.
Yep.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for the kind words. Have a great weekend, man. 610-632-0975. Flyers win last night 5-2. They have 81 points now. Their 37th win of the season. Second place in the Metropolitan Division, right in front of the Pittsburgh Penguins, who lost last night to the Anaheim Ducks. So that has the Philadelphia Flyers right now firmly in second place, and it's a good thing to see. 18 games remaining on the season. Back at it on the ice tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon, in Madison Square Garden, taking on the Rangers one more time. 610-632-0975. Eagles talk as well as we look ahead to their offseason and what they need to do and just the overall approach. As we talk about the approach of the Flyers now, the approach of the Philadelphia Eagles and looking at things realistically with their season, their 2020 season that gets underway, of course, later on in the fall, but this is when it starts to put things together in a focus of the combine, free agency, and the draft. 610-632-0975. Joe, we get to you first when we get back. Everybody else, once again, 610-632-0975. Broadcasting live from the Parks Casino, all new sportsbook. I'm Devon Givens with you until 3 right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
We're live from Parks Casino here in Ben Salem at the all-new Sportsbook on a Saturday afternoon. Devon Givens with you until 3 o'clock right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. 7-5, talking some Flyers hockey to start things off, mixed in with a little bit of the Philadelphia Eagles as well, and just your thoughts on where their offseason should be headed once things really start to get underway right now with the combine underway, the shift in the focus with, again, hearing Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson speak, kind of get a sense of, we think, a sense of what they are believing right now, what their offseason is going to look like. 610-632-0975. We're in Bensalem, so why not check in with the guy in Bensalem, and that would be Joe joining us next on 97.5. What's happening, Joe? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Devon? Happy leap day.
Absolutely, man. Happy leap day.
Yeah, those Flyers, man, they are a joy to watch. It is.
Why?
Because just watching them, they never give up. You see their stars, they play like stars. They were down early yesterday. They not once were looking at each other, bickering at each other, looking at the bench. They were like, okay, we need to score. And what did they just score? They scored 4 consecutive goals.
Yep.
And they were just, we're not taking the pedal off the metal right now. We're just going all at it. And also, that goalie, when he gave up that late goal last night, he was pissed. He was angry that thing went in. Now, that is a team right there that's playing for each other.
Yes, absolutely, man. Yep, and the goaltending play last night was good. And you're right, man. They got off to the start yesterday where the Rangers got the first goal from Faust real quick. Great play once again from him. I mean, you have to give him credit where credit's due. The skill that those guys have overall, the fact that he was able to get that goal with one hand after a great attempt to block things from Carter Hart yesterday,
yeah.
and great play by Faust. But after that, you're right, 4 unanswered where they got it going. Couturier, JVR, Giroux, and then Giroux, twice. And they really just ran away with it. And New York was, they were done after that point. Once they got the 2 in the second period, man, New York was done. You're never out of it, but you can just tell that the Flyers had changed the momentum overall, and it was their game.
It was their house last night, and they were not leaving that arena without a win. They were protecting their house, their ice, and their team. And that's why I appreciate the Flyers right now. When you see the Sixers, they just bicker. They go to the media. They're always trying to throw some shade at one person or another, but not the Flyers.
No, absolutely not. And they were in it last night, man. And once again, Joe, a great win. Thanks so much for calling, man. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 610-632-0975. When we speak about Carter Hart and the job that he did last night, and we spoke about this last night, we brought it up briefly when that final goal by the Rangers got past Carter Hart to make it 5-2. And I haven't seen it since last night, but I thought it was Travis Konechny. I want to say it was Travis Konechny. After the goal went through, and he was hot, slammed the stick on the ice, he was ticked off. You could see the frustration and allowing that goal to sneak through past Carter Hart yesterday, even though the defense, was there to help. I don't remember. I apologize again who was in front of the net as the defense was buzzing around, but they couldn't stop the goal from happening and the puck from going through. And you just appreciate that. As those guys, they wanted to make sure that after they got things going and they scored their 5, that it was basically a shutout after that first goal that Faust started the game off with. And I appreciate that, knowing that you take pride in making sure that, hey, we're going to end this game the right way, even though there's under 2 minutes, we're not going to let up. We're going to play until the final horn, and then we'll walk off and then we'll feel good about ourselves. And he was hot. He was hot, at least in a moment, frustrated that final goal was able to sneak through, and a 5-2 final score, Flyers winning. And, of course, you'll take it how you get it. There was no chance that anything else was going to happen. That goal was what that goal was, but it was more of the meaning of what the team, how they feel with the goaltending, as good as it was last night, Carter Hart playing as well as he did yesterday, and you want to reward that guy for after that cheap one early, not the cheap one, the nice play again by Faust early on, that you do your part and making sure you stop things and don't allow another goal in after that because of the flow and the way everybody was rolling last night. And just a tremendous job overall. So I like to see that. And to Joe's point, just playing for one another and feeling good about everything overall. And that's something that is small, small, right, in detail, but overall, when you look at it as a scope, the overall scope of things in the big picture, these guys want to play for one another. They want to make sure they go out there and do a great job and get things done. And that's exactly what they did last night. So something, again, just as small as that, and being frustrated and slamming that stick down there on the ice in frustration after you let up a cheap goal to close things out. It was good to see that from one of your top players last night. 610-632-0975 as we talk to Philadelphia Flyers winning last night. 5-2 over the New York Rangers. Now 37-20-7 with 81 points. Second in the Metropolitan as the Penguins fall last night to the Anaheim Ducks late on the West Coast. 610-632-0975. So we'll talk Flyers. We'll mix in some Sixers as well. I see we have some Sixers calls that want to jump in, trying to talk some Eagles as well, but it doesn't seem like people want to talk a lot of football right now, and that's okay because a big win from the Flyers last night. The winner teams firmly in place as we close out things for them down the stretch as we look upon March on this final day of February, a leap day on February 29th. We're broadcasting live from the all-new Parks Casino Sportsbook, a great spot with all of these televisions, these big screens, and the reclining chairs, the bar, everything involved. Come hang out with us. We're here until 3 o'clock. Phone numbers, if you can't make it, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens coming to you from Parks Casino until 3 o'clock right here on this Saturday afternoon, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.